Steve Thomas is an author and TV personality. You may remember him as the former host of the PBS show This Old House. He is also an ambassador for Habitat for Humanity and will be in Chattanooga Wednesday, June 11th, in support of Habitat for Humanity of Greater Chattanooga's Home Builders Blitz. I spoke with Mr. Thomas on the phone to find out why he's coming to Chattanooga. Habitat for Humanity is well known for working with volunteers in the community to build affordable houses for qualified families. There's also been a long-standing partnership with home building professionals, and 1 week out of the year, Habitat for Humanity has a worldwide home building blitz with volunteers from the industry. There will be 3 houses built tomorrow, along with a special guest appearance by Steve Thomas.
This year, the blitz is June 9th through June 13th, and the idea of the Home Builders Blitz is to create a partnership with professional home builders and Habitat for Humanity to add to our existing build programs. So professional home builders like to do one thing and like to do it well, and that is build homes. So this is a way to add capacity to the standard building programs. It's not volunteers from outside the industry, it's industry professionals. And in 1 week, they can get a lot of houses built and rehabbed. So that's the whole idea.
Typically, when Habitat for Humanity of Greater Chattanooga set up to do a build, it is a lot of amateurs, a lot of volunteers who may never slung a hammer before, as well as the families that already own the houses that Habitat for Humanity has provided. Now, what you're saying for this blitz is it's bringing in more professionals and less of the volunteer community hands-on.
Well, I wouldn't say less of. The Builders Blitz was dreamed up by Tom Gibson, who is a custom builder in Raleigh, North Carolina. He is very dedicated to the mission of Habitat for Humanity, which, as you know, is to build a world in which everyone has a decent place to live. And, you know, the name of the game with Habitat for Humanity is how do you scale it up? How do you put more people in homes? Because putting somebody in their own home is a way to break the cycle of poverty in one generation. It works in Chattanooga. It works in Detroit. It works in Nairobi, Kenya. It works all over the world. It's something that you can scale to a worldwide arena, and that's what Habitat's all about. So if you can engage the professional home builders to do what they do, which is build, you can help to scale up the build program. So a typical build program for Habitat for Humanity is a mix of professionals who do the stuff that professionals have to do. They put in the foundation, they'll do the wiring, plumbing, HVAC, and so on. And then volunteers. Some of them are experienced, and some of them have no experience whatsoever. Doesn't matter. You will do productive work as a Habitat for Humanity volunteer. So that's the typical build program, and the Professional Home Builders Blitz is a way to scale that up. Just pros, just 1 week, build as many houses as they can possibly build. Typically, you know, you've got different builders that are building houses a lot of times on the same street, and guess what happens? There's a race. And so you find some builders, you know, they'll start the blitz just a little bit early, they'll work overtime, just so they can have the lawn chairs out on the lawn at the end of the week on Friday afternoon, their house is built, and their competitors are still finishing up their houses. So it is really fun. It builds a lot of houses for Habitat, generates a lot of enthusiasm, and it's one of the everything I do with Habitat's fun, but this is really fun.
You will be in Chattanooga on Wednesday, June 11th, when we're having our own little section of our city being built up by Habitat for Humanity. Will you be speaking or will you be building?
I love to build, and if I have a chance to swing a hammer, I definitely will. My primary job for the Builders Blitz is to generate as much publicity as possible. So typically, I will be speaking to the press, talking to the builders, and, you know, helping to drum up as much enthusiasm as we possibly can. Habitat works because it's a partnership. It's a partnership with corporations who grant us gifts in kind, materials, sometimes man and woman power, and so on. So those are all gifts in kind, we call those. Professionals who often give their time for free, and just the man and woman in the street who volunteer for Habitat. So the partnership with corporations is really important, and getting them the recognition that they deserve so that they can continue to help us out at Habitat is one of my jobs. So publicity is part of that, and recognition of the builders and the contributing companies, the individual Habitat for Humanity chapters or affiliates like Chattanooga. You know, we just want to raise as much awareness for this particular event as we possibly can.
Another one of the programs that you're involved with is for women builders, to get more women involved.
Right. Now, I don't qualify on a body type basis, but it is something my wife does, and she participates in Women Build. Again, Women Build is a way to engage a whole specific segment of the population. I often talk to women. I say, hey, you should do Women Build. So I don't know how to swing a hammer. So by the end of the day, you will have built a wall, whether you know how to drive a nail or not, whether you've ever done any carpentry or not, you will be useful. They say, well, maybe I could sweep the floor. I said, oh, no, you're going to be building walls. Because one of the great things about Habitat for Humanity is that the build system incorporates people who have never built anything before. They've got it down to a science, so that if you are willing to work, then you will work productively. So Women Build is a way to engage women everywhere to help scale up the mission of Habitat for Humanity, which is, you know, to put people in homes. I can tell you that the food on a Women Build is much better than the food on a typical build. And, you know, women take care of each other. It's a totally different vibe. It's really fun. My wife has a blast doing it. She's got a lot of her lady friends doing it. And they all have a really good time. And, you know, women are great organizers. They don't have egos that get in the way. They're team players. And, you know, women get a lot done. They really do. That's a really fun thing that I work on as well.
Will you be available to talk to just general people that come around?
Generally, I work for the Chattanooga affiliate, so whatever their program is, you know, my job is to be the ambassador, so I will talk to anybody I can. I've followed Habitat for my whole career on this old house, and we partnered with Habitat on Renovation Nation. Renovation Nation was on Discovery's Planet Green Network. We put together a three-way partnership between Habitat, Renovation Nation, and Saturn, the car company. We built houses in Philadelphia and Detroit. And that's really when I saw the power of Habitat, both in the United States and globally. I'd been following the organization for almost 20 years. You know, in that time, Habitat had developed as a quite a sophisticated build methodology, which I was talking about before, that incorporates both professionals and amateurs. The reach is global, and the impact on the worldwide housing situation is significant. And I tend to see things from a 30,000-foot level, and you've got a world in which 1.6 billion people, 1.6 billion, that's almost 20% of the Earth's population, live in poverty housing. And to me, that's unacceptable. And this is just, I'm speaking personally now. My personal value structure is that that is not a way to run a world, and it's not a sustainable way to run a world. So to help build sustainable communities in the United States and globally is a way to create a more sustainable world, a world that is more civilized, more sane, more ethical, and so on. And so that's really what drew me to Habitat, and that is, for me, the big driver. So, you know, I told the CEO of Habitat, Jonathan Reckford, that if he wants me to clean toilet seats in the cause of Habitat, that's what I'll do. You know, I will do whatever Habitat wants me to do to help advance the primary mission of Habitat. I believe very strongly in the mission of Habitat. So, getting back to your question, will I be available? If I am around, then I'd be glad to talk to anybody who's there.
Two of Chattanooga's new Habitat for Humanity homes will be going up on the 1100 block of East 14th Street. The third house will be on Hughes Avenue. Professional home builders will be working with the Home Builders Association and Chattanooga Remodelers Council to complete the three houses. If you would like to meet Steve Thomas, he will be available Wednesday, June 11th between 1 and 2 p.m. at 3331 Hughes Avenue. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.